Welcome to the Writing Pool Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Clark. Well, it was all going swimmingly last time, and now I've hit the brakes on my love affair with my middle grade novel. How did this happen? And yet, of course it happened. It always does. It's part of the process. I printed out my manuscript, which is about 230 pages at this point. Maybe a little short, maybe not. Anyhow, I printed it out and I read it cover to cover. It started with a bang. I really am happy with the beginning of my novel. It establishes, I think, what needs to be established. I always say a good book has to answer the question, and then what? And then what? And I feel mine does that in the beginning. And I was so happy reading it. I had notes, of course. There were little tweaks and problems. But overall, I was really happy with it. And then I hit the middle. Oh, the middle. The middle can pose a lot of problems. Not always, but mine sure does. In my novel, the middle is sort of a string of scenes. And while each scene is good, it doesn't propel the story forward. It doesn't answer the question, and then what, and then what. And I still have a lot of work to get it to that point. However, I got to the end of my novel, and I was pleased with that too. So I've got a strong beginning, a strong end, and a sagging middle. I didn't think the book was perfect before I printed it. I didn't think it was ready to go by any means, but I did think that I would have a very solid draft by the end of March. And now reading it cover to cover, I'm not sure that's the case. I am in no time rush. I just make up these self-imposed deadlines. Nobody's waiting for this, but I realize that I just need to massage it more and more and just get the middle part right. And sometimes that takes a while. I think all the elements are there. It just needs a little more fuel, I guess, would be the word. And I'm up for the challenge and I'm ready to attack it. And I have to mourn this idea that I was going to complete it by the end of March, show it to some friends, get to it again in April, and then maybe start shopping it at the end of April. That is definitely off the table at this point. And that's okay. That is part of the process. I knew, in a way, that was coming. So I still have a lot of work ahead of me, and that's okay. That's called writing. That's called the writing process. I am up for the challenge. I'm still excited to work on my novel. I'm still excited to finish my novel. I guess my rose-colored glasses are coming off, and I realize that this is something that's going to happen on its own time, and I don't want to finish it prematurely or just scramble to some sort of self-imposed end and then start shopping it prematurely. I want it to be the best that it can be. I want it to sell. So I have to work until it is really ready. So now I ask you, how are you doing on your writing project? How is your process going? Are you flowing mellifluously? Are you having the best time? Or, like me, have you hit the brakes on the thrill ride and now reality is setting in? Both are valid. Both are just part of the process, this crazy writing process. Just a reminder that group coaching is starting April 2nd. There's still time to sign up. You can go to my website at www.melissaclarkwrites.com, navigate to the coaching tab, and you'll find more information there. That's it for this week's episode. Very short, because I've got to get back to my novel. It's not going to write itself. Talk to you next week.